Researchers at Upstate Medical Center are helping in a nationwide study that could change the way people are screened for colon cancer. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it has the potential to change the way one of the most dreaded medical screening tests is used.
Upstate colorectal surgeon Dr. David Halloran says people aren't exactly knocking down his door asking for colonoscopies. The many times dreaded test, encouraged for anyone over 50, is the best way to find colon cancer. But Halloran admits it would be nice to have another kind of screening device.
The procedure, it does have its rare but real true risks. And right now, of all the people who are candidates for colonoscopy, only 60% are still getting it. So 40% of people are not getting screened for whatever reason. And if we could get a test that was non-invasive, sort of a pre-screen screen, I think it would be a step in the right direction.
That's why Halloran is encouraged by a National Cancer Institute study that will look for biomarkers that could provide doctors with evidence that a colonoscopy is needed.
A biomarker is a substance, a protein, or a complex carbohydrate that can be picked up in the blood. The most probably best recognized one is PSA for prostate. That's a very specific protein. It is a very early marker for prostate tumors.
Upstate is one of 18 hospitals nationwide participating in the study. Halloran says they're looking for people over the age of 60 in central New York who have no history of cancer and who are planning on a routine colonoscopy in the near future. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.